The Seleucid Dynasty. Tonight we're going to look at Tryphena. Now, Tryphena was the queen consort of the Seleucid Empire at one point. She was born 141 BC, died 111 BC. Her father was Ptolemy VIII, Sicon. Her mother was Cleopatra III, and she is queen consort from 124 to 111 BC. Tryphena was the oldest daughter of Ptolemy VIII and his niece slash wife Cleopatra III. So she was the sister of Ptolemy IX, Lathros, Ptolemy X, Alexander I of Egypt, Cleopatra IV, and Cleopatra Selene I, which is Antioch VIII's second wife. In 124 BC, Ptolemy VIII no longer supported the pretender to the Seleucid throne, which was Alexander II, Zabinus, but rather moved his support to Antiochus VIII, son of Demetrius II and Cleopatra Theia. So Ptolemy VIII married the oldest daughter, Tryphena, to Antiochus VIII. And as you know from the last show, they had five sons and one daughter. But there's a feud. In 112 BC, Antiochus VIII defeated his stepbrother and rival, Antiochus IX, Cyzicus, and took possession of the city of Antioch, which is where Cleopatra IV, Antiochus' wife, stayed. Tryphena hated her sister, and wanted her killed, but she had taken refuge in the temple of Apollo. Tryphena accused Cleopatra IV of introducing foreign armies into dispute between stepbrothers, Antiochus VIII and Antiochus IX, as well as marrying outside of Egypt against the will of her mother, Cleopatra III. Antiochus VIII tried to convince his wife to spare her sister, but his effort was in vain. He tried two arguments. The first one was, his ancestors had never dealt so violently with women. And second, the Apollo's temple was sacred. He had to respect the gods in whose help he had defeated Antiochus IX. Unfortunately, he was unsuccessful. Tryphena simply ordered several soldiers to execute her sister. They entered the temple of Apollo and killed Cleopatra IV. But before dying, cursed her murderers, which is always good, and left her revenge to the discretion of the dishonored gods. Now, a year later, in 111 BC, Tryphena was captured by Antiochus IX, and he had her executed, and there were sacrifices performed to revenge his wife. Now, Antiochus VIII will marry another Egyptian princess, Cleopatra Selene, who will really dominate the political scene even more than Cleopatra Theia, who had five husbands. Antiochus VIII was number three. So the genealogy is about to become really confused once again. But it's important to spend, even though this is a very short podcast, spend some time on the individual women. And these Egyptian wives of these latter Seleucids are quite vengeful, to say the very least. So we'll be looking at Cleopatra Selene next time. Now the sources for this, The House of Seleucus by Bevan, The Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and The Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us, and thank you very much.